Origin 1 tonight. Queensland looking for 9 straight. Blues fans, I actually don't think that they even think they're going to win. Who is going to win? Well, we were hoping to have an RN Drive State of Origin smackdown, but our Queensland representative at the moment seems to be stuck in, well, a lot of phone traffic and we can't seem to get hold of him. Maybe he'll turn up. Steve Renoff, we're waiting to hear from. But Roy Masters is in the blue corner, Australian sports journalist, former rugby league football coach, rugby league legend. Roy, how much do you hate Queenslanders?
At this time of the year, with a high degree of antipathy, I am joining the voice of Waleed and I'm predicting going to be a doomsday man and predict the death of a dynasty, as Waleed did with the Melbourne Storm some time ago. I think that we've got brilliant halves. We've got a more dedicated team. And Queensland, I think, lack a little bit of go forward in the in their pack.
Do you actually mean that? Because you might be the only New South Welshman I think I've come across who thinks New South Wales are a chance.
Well, no, I do think that this is our best chance in the first game. And Queensland traditionally are fairly slow starters. A lot of their players are not in good club form. They can be, particularly some of the wingers. I think that if New South Wales is to get them, they will do it in this first game. And then the second one will be in Sydney. And there will be an enormous amount of goodwill, hope, desperation, determination behind them from the people of Sydney, and we could win after two games.
So Greg Inglis, Billy Slater, Cooper Cronk, Cam Smith, Daly Cherry-Evans, I mean, these are the five best players in the league, and they're all on the same team. Jonathan Thurston, add that, the best six players.
Indeed, correct.
Well, how do you overcome that?
Well, let's go through them. You can beat Cameron Smith by playing illegal double markers, that is to say two men standing side by side and stopping him from moving from dummy half. In State of Origin, they tend to blow less penalties than normal. That's a tactic that can work.
So New South Wales are going to win this by cheating. Is that the approach, Roy?
That isn't most sporting contests won that way. Secondly, Greg Inglis plays out in the centres as opposed to his club position as fullback. He goes to sleep in the centres. He doesn't get his hands nearly as much on the ball. He tends to be fairly somnambulant in that position. Billy Slater came back to his best against South Sydney, but we'd need two or three games to prove that he's at his best. Well, Cooper Cronk, I can't say too much against Cooper Cronk. Jonathan Thurston, he's with a battling Cowboys team, you know. Haven't I answered your questions?
No, I'm far from convinced. I'm a neutral in this, Roy, of course.
Well, yes, neutral perhaps, but you do follow the Storm and you've declared the death of the Storm. I can't let
you go. And I would say the chances of the Storm not threatening for the Premiership this year are about 1,000 times stronger than the chances of New South Wales winning this Origin Series.
No, cut it by 10.
Okay. You might have heard Paul Gallen saying the Queenslanders have two heads this week. Have you verified that? How many heads exactly do you think the Queenslanders have?
Well, they have enormously swelled ones at this time of the year. They are a very boastful state. They're also a very independent state. They would love to be isolated from Australia, mainland Australia, the rest of Australia, if they could. Federation came about in 1901, but it was only won by the fact that one trainload of people from the north of Queensland happened to vote for it. They would prefer to be a state of their own. They tried to annex Papua New Guinea in 1863. They've even used Papua New Guinea players in the Queensland State of Origin team. They just don't obey rules. They don't abide by rules. They're a totally different group of people altogether.
Wow, this is quite a serve. Steve Renoff has managed to join us now. He's at the game, and I think it was messing with his phone. Steve, thank you very much for speaking to us. I don't know if you heard what Roy had to say there about Queenslanders, but it wasn't pretty.
Roy, look, I'd probably expect a little different, especially in your eyes coming on the chat here. How you going, mate?
Ah, very good, Pearl. Pearl, by the way, is a wonderful person. I just adored the way that Pearl played. If Queenslanders get the ball to people like Pearl, then I will sit back in my lounge chair tonight and just adore the majesty of it all.
I think you only like him when they're retired, Roy.
Well, yeah, no, I loved him when he was a player. It's just that, you know, I think he just could have been, he could have had a better life and a better career and a, just a more wonderful, fulfilling existence if he'd lived south of the border.
Steve.
It's like Greg Inglis, Barrowville. I come from Mergan. That's in Queensland, isn't it? That's New South Wales.
Well, Steve, I've got to pick you up on this point that Roy made, which is that Queensland actually wants to be a separate country. Is that true?
No. As long as we're the number one state, that's okay. I think we'll be happy with that. And I think that I'm pretty sure that that's pretty entrenched in history at the moment.
Well, final question then. Roy actually said he's trying at least to convince us that he really believes New South Wales are a chance. Is it possible that Roy actually believes that, Steve?
I really do believe that. You know, Roy is a very astute judge of the game. And one thing I think, and Roy will agree with this, is we're talking Origin here. And obviously, I want Queensland to win, but you've got to take Origin game by game. And I look at the New South Wales team. I don't think they're nowhere near as strong as the Queensland team. But you only got to think back to 95 when we put up this Queensland team with the Super League players to play New South Wales, and we thought we were going to get thrashed, and we won it 3-0. So anything can happen in Origin.
Right, so a miracle. That's New South Wales' chance. Look, Steve, enjoy the game. Thank you very much for joining us, albeit belatedly. Good to have the chance to speak to you. And Roy, I'll let you calm down. I think you're overheating at the moment.
No. I'm going to meet the Pearl at the third State of Origin game in Brisbane. I'm going to invite him to a special lunch that I have every year with Chris Johns and John Rebo and Mark Murray, and I am going to invite you there, Pearl, and I am going to gloat in your presence.
Well, it's very charitable of you to admit a Queenslander to one of your functions, Roy. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Roy Masters. Which state do you reckon he's behind? 18 minutes to 7. We'll eat Ali with you for Drive.
This animal sounds like nothing you've ever heard before. It's a cross between a frothing cappuccino machine and a squealing pig.
What is it? And why is it screaming out like that? Turns out, this animal is interested in real estate and sex. Let me, Anne Jones, translate the natural world for you. Off Track, Saturday afternoon at 1, here on RN.